Hello, on Talking Greasy. Today we're going to be talking about insecurities and how they affect us in love, relationships, and everything in between on Talking Greasy.
This episode is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/greasy. There you'll have access to over 180,000 titles right from your smartphone.
Hey, this is Sam from Fort Worth, and we are Talking Greasy.
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems. That's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them. That's the goddess in me.
You could have had a bad bitch, not committal. Help you with your career, just a little.
Welcome, welcome. So we're doing something new today. I'm April Danielle, your co-host for Talking Greasy. But we're going to, like I said, do something a little different. We're going to do girls talk. Then there's going to be a little late, men's talk later, and Darnell's going to co-host the men's side. But let me not be rude, as Darnell said. Let me introduce our guests. You want to my right, you want to introduce yourself?
Okay, this is B from Hear You Podcast. Hey, y'all.
This is Miss Allure from Off the Chain Podcast.
And this is Tan. I'm the other half of Hear You Podcast.
Yay! And I'm glad I got to meet y'all ladies. I follow all these ladies on
Facebook. I know.
Okay, so, yeah.
I know.
So today we're talking about being insecure or insecurities. And
I like that show.
Yes. Okay, it's a good show. And how it affects us in our daily lives, relationships, love, all that good stuff. But I want to start off first with the question of the week.
Question of the week.
So first question is, what do you think men's biggest insecurities are?
Not feeling
money.
Needed by a woman.
Ooh, not feeling needed. Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
All men wants to feel needed. Think about mm-hmm. that, because us as women, myself included, something I had to learn. We have this Miss Independent attitude, mm-hmm. you know, where we don't want a man to help us do nothing. And it's like, think about it. In a relationship, what man wants to be with a woman who don't need them?
We emasculate them.
Ooh, get off
my
couch.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, seriously, though. And the same thing with us, though. You know, if we in a relationship, we want to feel needed as well. Because mm-hmm. it's like, in your mind, you're going to be like, okay, so what purpose am I serving if we don't need each other? We might as well be single.
I didn't think about that one either.
Immediately my mind went to money.
Like, why do you say that with money? With
me? I mean, because I don't think people realize, like, it costs money to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, it costs money to go on dates. Mm-hmm. It costs money to, like, entertain. Like, even if you're sitting at home, that Netflix account got to be paid for.
Facts.
That electricity. Like,
I got to sit somewhere.
I have a Netflix and chill. Right.
For real. Like, it costs money. So yeah. I think some men, whenever they lack in, it makes them feel a little bit less insecure, especially whenever they encounter other men that ain't lacking.
And that's why us as women have to pick up where they slack, and vice versa. They have to pick up where we slack. That's what makes it a team. Mm. And that's the problem that we have in relationships. We don't work as a team. We get out, I just literally said this like 30 minutes ago mm-hmm. to my friend. We get ourselves into situationships because I asked him, I said, what does dating mean to you? Because dating and courting is two different things.
Okay. Fact. Okay.
Yeah. And people don't trip off mm-hmm. that. They don't realize that. They instantly want to go to the dating and right. be in a relationship type thing without going through, you know, the basic
the process.
Steps.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What do you think?
I said,
I'm with you.
I said height.
Height.
I mean, because
no,
it's
that's
a,
the truth. I said height. That's the truth.
It's not something that they can control. And then, you know what I'm saying? Oh. I've seen.
I call them petite swags. See,
I would feel some way you say.
Call him little man.
Okay.
Hey, slugger.
Right. Hey, buddy. Hi, guy.
Well, I think height is, I don't know.
I can see why it would be an insecurity.
Because I've met a lot of guys who are, you know, when they're shorter, they were like, I wish I was taller.
Or they say, I don't want you to wear heels. Have you ever, like, a woman, them telling them, I don't want you to wear heels when we go out? Cause you're
especially
be
if you're already taller than
me. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, I'm sure so. No,
that's why they got to be 6 foot of height.
So again, but that falls back into a man wanting to feel needed because he may not feel like he can protect you. You know, some of them do.
You need to blame on your parents. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay.
You knew how tall I was when you met me.
You're a shorter girl.
Your height shouldn't affect how you can protect me, though.
And sure can, because giants fall hard. But you would be amazed
at what they think in their head, though.
Yeah. So I would say my thing is trust. That's what they're insecure about, trusting females. That's when I think it's vice versa, both of us.
We
don't trust
both.
Them. They don't trust us.
Yeah,
I think
it ain't easy.
I think they don't trust us because they already see that the woman rules the world pretty much. I mean, it's just the truth, though. I mean, they wouldn't be here without us. And it's just like they notice that
we can do without them.
Exactly.
And the fact that we can do without them.
I think that makes
Because we could technically have kids. You need the sperm, of course, but you don't need a man in a room to have
exactly.
a kid.
Yeah, you sure don't.
So but you definitely need a woman to, ain't no baby incubations going on. You need a woman for that.
So you think like men, they feel like, where do they fit in now? They don't know where they fit in.
I think that's when trust comes into the play, because they feel like, okay, dang, if I don't meet this need, I know for a fact she can go out and do it by herself if she don't find that in another person.
Mm. I get out of that, but I'm just tired of men using them being hurt in eighth grade as the reason they treat people the way they do now. Like,
okay,
my nigga, like, I wasn't nobody in a serious relationship.
I was hurt, my heart was broken. Yeah. Oh, 12.
And now you still acting the same way.
Right.
Like, come on
30
now.
Years old, still talking about Sheila from the
Okay.
Thank you. Meanwhile, Sheila done got married, had kids.
But you got her thriving, blowing up.
It's funny you say that, because it's like, everything that we say about them, we also have to look at ourselves. And people get mad at me because they think I take up for men. So I'm like, no, you have to look at it on both sides. Because we do the same thing. I'm just saying it because I'm speaking from experience. Mm-hmm. I was one of them. And I had to learn that just because I've been hurt in the past relationships, I can't continue to bring that on because it didn't allow me to trust the next person.
That's true.
That kind of brings me to the talk the talk. To the meat, the tough talk. So what insecurities have y'all had to deal with in a relationship, or that y'all had in a relationship? Either you've dealt with from a man, or that you've had in a relationship. Ooh. Or love, or what, you know, situationships, whatever.
I've been through a lot, so I didn't have a few. But I would say one, and from just past relationships, would be more so dating men with kids. Because
it's a no-no for me.
Exactly. I was just
gonna
say.
So that's insecurity on you or on them?
No, that was something that I was insecure about in the past due to, like I said, I had a relationship where, you know, they don't know how to separate and just be, you know, co-parents. So it's kind of frustrating when you dating someone and you thinking, okay, they just have a co-parenting relationship, but then come to find out she wind up pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
So they were still fucking the whole time.
Basically. So it kind of gave me this stigma where
right.
I don't
okay.
want to. Right, it kind of put me in a position
like
where I don't want to date
her.
People.
Okay, and that's the red flag I always get when men be like, I don't like her. I'm just right. like,
yeah.
Okay.
Right. When they start down talking to women, I'm like, look, fam,
you ain't got to do none of that for me.
She was good enough for you to have
a baby
with her.
Exactly.
So
you loved and cared about at one point.
Right.
Right.
So I would say that was a big one for me, and it caused me to go years, literally, without dating anybody with kids. Like, if you had a child, we can only be friends. Like, I couldn't even, because I didn't want to go through that again. Mm-hmm. And then also due to the fact that you want kids, it's like, how mean you gonna try to have kids and you still mess with your baby mom and she wind up pregnant and you just mysteriously don't know how.
Right.
And it's like, you know,
now I'm stepping on all these kids. Ain't none of mine. Right. Okay. Well, ladies, hear you.
I think one of my insecurities is that, like you said, I am very independent and I have been for a long time. So to come in and, like, take control, I'm be like, okay, you know what, you sure you know what you're doing, or you got it, or you need help, or anything like that. I'm a very independent person, so it's kind of hard for me to allow somebody to come in and take control, because I don't know you yet. I don't trust you yet, so I got to figure that out.
I'm
so
the same way. I'm very like, I'm going to ask you once.
Yeah,
if you don't do it, I'm going to ask you again.
I'm like, fuck it, I got it. Shit, fuck.
That's
shit.
Me.
That's
I don't mind. I ain't going to ask you shit again.
Nah, I'll ask again. Remember you told me you said you were going to do this?
Yeah.
I don't do that. I don't ask twice.
Me neither. I don't either.
And if I feel like you kind of iffy about doing it, I'm just like, all right, don't worry about it. I'll do it myself.
Exactly.
Like, you don't even do it. I don't even want you to do it.
Make noise. High five.
Right.
You bet it's so true.
B is so independent that if she was picking up a couch, right? And they were like, okay, ma'am, you need somebody to come and help you with a truck.
No.
She gonna say no.
Because I'm the same.
And
I'm
she gonna put
way.
The couch on top of her car by
and figure
herself.
It out.
Yeah. And strap it down. Everything.
So true. True story. When I first moved here 3 years ago, I did the same thing. People kept playing, didn't have a pickup truck. My mama would tell you, me and my mama, mind you, my mama was 62, so she just turned 64 at the time. We are picking up my mattress. Mind you, I had a 2-door Ford Focus. And I had, that's what I had at the time. And I had a platform bed. Thank God it came apart. But I wish I can find pictures to show you. Girl, I strapped that mattress on top of that car.
I don't have time.
My mama had both our hands out that window. And I was driving with the trunk smashed up. My mama was literally like sitting like this because I had that bed and stuff in the back because I got tired of waiting on people.
Nah,
so
I'll
I feel
you.
I didn't fix parts of my car. I didn't fix my washer and dryer. I didn't fix everything because I ain't got no time for nobody to be coming over here saying they're going to do something and not doing it. I'd figure it out. That's what YouTube is for. anything.
For real.
What about you? You
said okay, so I guess I'll speak from insecurities from the other side.
Okay.
I dealt with a guy that he saw a message one time that my... And, like, the thing is, like, when your ex hits you up, you have no control over that.
True, right.
Like,
not like
I didn't,
told him.
Yeah, hey. I didn't ask him to call me. I didn't ask him to text me. But the moment he saw that, it was like, well, what are y'all doing? Mm-hmm. When are you doing it with? And
what are you doing it with?
I was just like, oh, my... I haven't talked to this man. I haven't met him. I haven't... Nothing. Mm-hmm. And I just dealt with that the entire time. But really, I think it was like more so because he was doing dirt. And it was making him feel a little bit better about what he was doing, helping him
he
sleep
projecting.
At night. Yeah.
That was like the intro he needed to start accusing him.
Right, yeah. Right. There's really nothing going on.
Me and D actually was talking about that earlier. He was saying that that's probably one of the things that men have as well, is that they feel, like competition. Like they don't want to have competition. And that's one thing I think I run into a lot. So, my situation, kind of the same thing. Like I had a situationship. We weren't official, none of that. You know, like you in rotation. Just so you know, you in rotation.
It's your day,
right?
But you let them know that.
Yes,
I found that that's the worst thing to do.
Ooh. See, I thought
I was being honest.
Me too.
You know, being
me
honest,
too,
like, look, I dated multiple people.
I'm blunt. I'm
can
like,
you elaborate on that? Because I think that's the best thing to do.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah,
you think, but no, it's been backfiring on me.
Yeah, oh, that's crazy.
But yeah,
because then you're having sex with all of them, and then like,
yeah, bruh. Which is not the case, right? I was like, just because you're in rotation doesn't mean I'm fucking all. Him or whatever, but
then when you don't tell him, he think you're sneaky and you hiding something. So
but no,
like,
he knew up front you in rotation, we just having fun, we kicking in, whatever. But same situation, he saw I was texting somebody and he was like, you know, who's that? I was like, other nigga. And he was like, you just gonna text in front of my face? Yes. But like I told you, like, we not together. This is just fun.
It's none of that.
You brought the feelings in this, not me. But like you caught feelings real fast.
They hate that
like,
song.
Oh, okay. They don't like it when the table's turned on.
Yeah, and the same thing. Who you fucking all these dudes? Yo. You just out here. Da-da-da.
Me a hoe.
Like, right, exactly. Now I'm a hoe. Now I'm a fat ass bitch.
Oh, girl, they love that.
I'm like, okay,
but you like
fat ass bitch that you holler at.
Okay.
Right.
You know I was fat when you came over here and talked to me.
Ate my pussy last night. Oh, fat ass bitch.
With this fatness pussy.
Okay?
They love to start calling you names.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I was like, see, I like, so, but if a woman would do that,
then you tripping.
Like right.
You tripping.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if it
doing
was
too much.
And they be like, oh, well, I was honest with you. I told you
right,
weren't the
exactly
only one. And we'd be like, but, you know, you told me this, told me that. And then we'd be like, no, but yeah, we crazy.
Yeah.
We're crazy.
Yeah.
But so that's, I feel like men are very much, they're more insecure about stuff like that than we are, I feel
true.
Like.
Yeah.
They just hide it.
Men say they want the truth.
They just don't say it.
They really don't.
They
really
don't.
They
can't handle truth.
They can't.
But
then
want
they talk
truth.
About we can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
I'm like you said, like that's been I've noticed that being honest has been it's backfired on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't ask, don't tell.
And I used to be like, I just want to be honest, I'm gonna tell you, so can nobody else come tell you? And Tam was like, don't do that. And it backfired on me. I didn't hear nothing besides I was talking to the niggas
that's
and
crazy.
Like I'm just like,
girl, you gotta let these niggas feel like they the only nigga in the world to you.
You really do.
And right, so you gotta boost their ego so
you
they're
really
insecure.
Exactly.
Their egos.
Yeah.
You definitely have
Jesus.
I'm good at that. Let me
see. Nick, taking care of niggas should be a full time job. It's
girl,
tiring.
Well, you should get paid for it.
You definitely should.
I'm not off of my taxes.
Or a short term disability or something.
Yeah, like,
you go halfway crazy.
I asked my tax preparer that one time. Well, my ex.
Silly.
No, for real.
Oh, I definitely claim my ex is a dependent.
Yeah, he wasn't working.
I definitely did.
He didn't work for a year, and I was paying everything.
Oh, yeah,
he was like, you can claim him.
You definitely
I said,
can.
Fuck that.
You definitely can. And you're not getting nothing back either.
Yeah, exactly. You ain't getting none of
can I hold someone you can show? Nope.
No.
I was like, no.
Right.
I raised you.
I held you.
Okay.
I wish I would have known that because, honey, I did that a few years ago.
You definitely can claim a nigga on your income taxes. You act like a child. I'm going to treat you like a child.
Child support was turning his checks up. I was paying rent.
See, that man took your check at that point.
I was going to school and working two jobs at that. Putting myself through school.
And you could have claimed
him. And helping him with his two kids.
Not if he owed child support because they could have claimed your shit.
See, that's that dumb stuff.
Nah, because if I put a nigga on there and they take my check, we're going to have to fight.
And you know how you avoid all of that? You don't date a nigga with kids.
Like she said.
That's what I said.
But I have kids, so I have to, you know, I got to make concessions about that.
But okay, that is true. When you have kids, it is different. Yeah. So I don't have any children. And so it's like I have a right to be picky.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
yeah, exactly.
I kind of want my first child to be your first child. Mm-hmm. Although, it's about this slim to none to find that.
But it's out here.
But it is, but it's hard to find, especially in Dallas. Since I've been in Dallas, I have not found one person that, like, do not have children.
Girl, if they have kids, you have to ask them. Is anybody pregnant next?
Right.
Now, that's the next question. Because they could be talking to you and their baby mama. You know, got that baby mama. The baby ain't here. They say no.
Like, are you involved? Can somebody claim you? Are you claiming somebody else?
Asking the whole life story.
Can we walk through Walmart safely? Somebody go. Is somebody gonna come
you
up to us and
asking, can somebody file you?
Knock your head between the chips and the dip. Okay. You gotta ask them questions.
Literally.
So I guess the question. So with all these insecurities we have, the men have, we have. What can we do to, like, I guess, rectify them or do better, be better, and get rid of them?
Be honest with yourself.
I was just gonna say, I figure honesty is the best way. Like, I hate to hear that. Like, it's backfiring because. Mm. It frustrates me because it's like y'all tell us to be honest,
mm-hmm.
and then we don't tell y'all. Mm-hmm. Now we hold, mm-hmm. we lying, we sneaky.
Exactly. But now then you don't
we
trust
do
us.
Right. But then when we do be honest, we still sneaky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We dogging them. We a dog ass mm-hmm. bitch and all this extra.
We give a man too much credit for being smart though, and they not. They not that, like, they don't look at stuff like we do. Like,
they don't.
You know what I'm saying? We see a screenshot, we're gonna look at what phone company is with, fact. Where it's coming in at, the time, all that stuff.
Me?
They don't look at none of that stuff.
What battery percentage?
That's what I'm saying. The lock screen, the messages, like, look at all that stuff in the background.
At that time, and he didn't respond, but he uploaded at that same time. That means you had your phone in your hand. Yeah. And you
I found out my ex was cheating because I see a picture a girl posted, and it looked like the glove compartment. I mean, it was the middle.
You
I was
knew
like,
the glove compartment.
And it was a head in there. Like, I was like, that looks like the middle of my car.
Mm.
That looks like the head I bought.
Well,
and I did some digging.
And it's so funny.
I'm going to the jail.
My best friend tell me I need to be a private eye, and I be laughing because I be like, "That's all right. You need some dirt? Come on, come pay me. I go mm-hmm. find them for you." No, but for real though, because I guess I've been through so much, I start paying attention to every. Like she mm-hmm. said, you see a hat, you gonna be like, "Okay, now see, I know I bought that hat, and it's only kept in one spot.
Yes.
So we gonna figure this exactly. out." Dead serious though. It's
I
sad.
Think one of my biggest insecurities is, I guess I would always say my body, and I'm still trying to work on.
Oh
it.
Yeah, yeah, all
like,
of us.
I, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm working on it. I don't know. I feel like now, as I get older, it's not as much of a mm-hmm. big deal because it's like now you just like, I don't give a fuck. You like it, you like it, you don't, yeah. you don't. But it's still one of
that.
Those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually, I actually called my ex. I asked if I could tell this story. He was like, fuck it. You going to tell it anyway. I was like, yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm going to tell it. But anyway, so like whenever I first, he liked my body. I was like, actually, I felt most secure when I was with my ex. He didn't mm-hmm. care nothing about my body, eyes, all that stuff. But I did.
Mm-hmm.
I was insecure. He was not insecure. You know, he didn't make me feel that way. But I always had an issue when we first started, because he was, you know, my first and all that. I didn't want to ride it.
Oh, girl.
I was like, I'm going to crush you. I was like,
if he died, he died.
Okay.
I was like, no, I'm too
that's,
big.
That's the risk you take.
I'm too big. I was like, no, the everything's flapping. Like, it's like, no. And he was just like, girl, just get on dick. Like, I was like.
Pop on pop.
Okay. And then so that's just always been my insecurity. We just always fight about that. And like, I mean, we fuck or whatever. I did it. But mm-hmm. I would just always be like hesitant about it. I'm like, ugh. No.
Yeah.
And then so sometimes I'm still in the back of my head whenever that, you know, somebody says, yes. it was like, now, you know when it's coming. You know when a nigga about to be like, turn you over. It's about time to ride. I'm like, shit, here it comes.
They tap it pumping.
Hold on, let me stretch real quick.
Okay.
And then not only that, it's okay right. for them to pump 4-5 times, but they want you to ride for
the
whole hour. They're like, look, nigga, my knees.
Okay.
About that
you just pop,
like,
and drop
right
your knees.
Now.
Let me get ready.
Yeah, it's been a couple years since that one.
I'm like, are you ready? Because I was like, because this is going to be some pressure. I was like, so that's one of my things, my insecurities. I'm still working on, though. I think that's, like you said, we all have body issues.
My own personal insecurity, I would say, I kind of just now got over, I would say, with my skin complexion. And I say I used to have an issue with being a dark-skinned female due to the fact that you always see males with bright-skinned women. And you be thinking to yourself, like, you had a dark-skinned woman that you was probably with for 10-plus years. She helped you become who you are, you know, especially if they became, you know, had a level of success. And it's like, for some apparent reason, you end up leaving her. And then you end up with some yellow half. And you like, no, I'm just being real. Because then you start thinking like, okay, well, she not good enough for society to like you. But I used to have that issue. But as I got older, I started loving myself more. And I'm just like, honey, I like my brown skin. I be like, forget what you talking about. We popping.
You like it.
I be like, brown skin popping. Y'all tripping.
Yeah, I think... When I was younger, I kind of had the same thing.
You like, want to be light skin.
Right. Because that's a colorism within our own race.
Literally.
You know, we have that where, you know, you're right. You see the light skin girls, long hair, prettier, you know, whatever. And you're like, you know, you look at your skin and you're like, what?
But now you can't tell me nothing.
Right. You sure can. I get all the chocolate.
Okay.
Look, I'm chocolate.
Now
I'll
be like, ooh, you got her. I'm like, see, brown skin girls do it better.
I'm telling you. That's why I said, I think, like, whenever it comes to, like, rectifying your own, like, insecurities and things like that, I think it's just important to be honest with yourself. Because, like, even whenever it comes to your body, it's like, well, shit, this is the body I got.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to work
like,
right now.
You know, because one of my insecurities used to be that I have, like, big feet. But I'm 5'8". Like, of course I'm not going to have a size 7 shoe.
If you got to carry your body.
But I used to always remind myself, I'm like, okay, you know what? I do got big feet. But what if I ain't have feet?
Ooh.
Like, okay.
Yeah, that's an extreme.
Right, you went there, right.
It's an extreme, but it's a reality. Yeah. Like,
okay,
you
got to
think of, you got to be positive about it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, I think you just have to be honest with yourself, like, whatever that looks like. If it looks like you being like, okay, well, you know what? I am tripping right now over, you know, some past experience and I'm bringing it into my new experience. Like, I think it just takes a moment for you to just be honest with yourself, regardless of what it is.
Self-love is the best love.
It really is. Like, your body, you go in the mirror, you remind yourself, like, okay, you know what? I got stretch marks. Yeah, I got a stomach, but guess what? I'm a bad bitch.
Okay.
It's plenty of times I go look in the mirror at myself, and I'm like, God damn.
And a definition
damn,
of a bad bitch ain't all
that.
People don't realize that.
Yeah. I tell myself plenty of times, like, oh, man, what? These other bitches ain't fucking with me.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
You should.
That actually brings me to what I want to talk about, transition. Bitches. So, do you think insecurity is the basis or the the start of or why there's the mean girl culture?
Ooh,
like so you know, mean girl culture to explain is you know like females who just. You know, I don't know if you've encountered them or not. I have. Mm-hmm. Where you just see girls that just hate on other girls just for no reason. You don't even know that woman. You don't even know her. For whatever reason, you have some kind of vendetta against her. You just don't like her. But you think it's because that girl or woman is insecure about something and they're just mad about it. Mm-hmm. And then so whatever they want or whatever jealousy insecurity they have, they just projecting it on the other, you know, just starts the pettiness, the fighting. So do you think that's kind of what?
I tell people all the time, I think that other women be jealous of your struggle. Like, as for myself, people, you know what I'm saying, I've had those issues. And I used to be thinking, like, I'm a wreck, though. Like, back then, I'm like, I'm working on myself. It's like,
why are you jealous of me?
Right, like, why are you envious of me? I'm like, I have family issues like most people do. Like, I go through stuff probably worse than you do, but yet you tripping off me. And I said, probably because I make it look easy. And I think that's what it is. I think that they're insecure. Their insecurities probably run a little deeper. And I think that they don't know how to, you know, separate that from being so evil. It's like that, like I said, they don't love themselves, so they feel like, oh dang, how can she be going through the same thing I'm going through but yet still be so happy and still make it through and make something out
so
of
I'm a
nothing
hater for no reason.
Exactly. I think it's more so that they be, you know, a little jealous of that, but they don't know how to express it, so they figure being a mean girl is just the best way to do it to fit in with everybody else.
Right. Okay. I saw a meme, and I don't even know if you posted it, but it was like, can the mean girl stop throwing like women empowerment brunches and
stuff?
Yes,
I seen that.
I was just about to bring that up.
I've been to like events, I'm just like, but you're not really friendly. You're not open.
Yeah,
I've reached out to you. You ignored it, or you know what I'm saying? You didn't have the time for it. I'm just
you had
like
attitude or whatever.
Talk about this on Facebook.
And I think too, like a lot of times people just feel like it's a competition. And like, there's room for like,
we can all eat.
There's three different podcasts on here. All of us are different. Thank all of you. Us have talked about different stuff, but we have different demographics. But we can still come together and show support and learn stuff. Like, I can ask you a question and tell you the honest truth, but I feel like you're going to steal my stuff.
Right.
Like, if I tell her this, she gonna come up like, that's some lame shit to me. So I think that's another kind of
insecurity.
I saw that same meme though.
I'm always really weary of I'm always weary of like women that you come across. Like if, when I'm at work, if I see another black woman, I'm gonna instantly, hey, smile, something. Yeah. But whenever I encounter a black woman that doesn't reciprocate, I'm like, oh, okay.
I already know what you're about.
I already know what time it is. Because I'm the type of woman that, like, if I see you out and you got, I don't even have to know you. You got, like, a cute shirt on, your hair cute.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm gonna instantly be like, oh, your hair is cute. Yeah. You know, like, oh, I like your shoes.
I'm like, same way. I'm like, that's cute dress.
Like, you ain't gotta say a word. You're like, all right, sis. Okay, you ain't gotta say a word. You're like, okay, girl.
Yeah,
you just gonna look.
But you have some people that look back at
you. Stank
you'd be
at you.
Like, well, you'd be wanting to say, well, damn, bitch, fuck you, too. That's you. No, seriously, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what it makes you automatically get defensive. Because you're like, damn, I'm just
saying.
And
then that's where the pettiness and the fight and the catty start. Because, right.
You don't have to be that.
Because you being a bitch, so to say. And you're right. And then you're like, well, damn. Like,
I thought I look good today.
Right.
Well, damn, maybe I don't look as good as I thought I did. Like, I thought I was cute.
And I need, that's something I'm working on, too. Because then I'm the same way. Like, I'm very much, if you fuck me, I'll fuck you harder. Okay. I'm like, you can't fuck, okay.
I have a natural resting bitch face, as a lot of people like to say. So some people may think I'm mean. I'm like, that's just how I look.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Like, I have that face for everybody except for black women. Whenever I see black women, I'll be thinking to myself, like, you know, there's a lot of women who go throughout their entire day and nobody compliments them. Mm-hmm. Nobody is saying hi to them.
I never thought about that.
Nobody is saying good morning. Like, nothing. Mm-hmm. And so if I can do it, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I can offer you that, like, even if I'm like, oh, girl, I like your ring. Like, it could be something small.
I'm the same way. I'll give it to you. I do that at work, too. Like, I have a resting bitch face, but I guess I do. I have my work face.
Right.
And so, you know, when I go to work, I'm just like, hey, hi, Karen. Good morning.
Morning. Even if you don't like them, you just be like,
you're just always smiling. I'm like, yeah.
Fuck you. Something pays who.
But I do, like, I make an effort, you know, especially when you work in a majority of, you know,
come on,
colonizer industry. I try to, you know, when I do see a black man, black woman, you know, I try to speak, and then you're right, exactly right. When if I see somebody who doesn't reciprocate, I'm like, well, damn.
Oh, you one of them.
You're having a bad day.
Right. Well, I don't even say that. I'm like, fuck you. Like, I'm done. I'm done. Like, shit, I'm trying to be nice. I don't got to smile at you.
At all.
Like, you know.
It'll be the last smile you get.
Okay.
And so I guess the question is then, how do we stop that? How do we quit doing that? Like, how do we get over us being mean girls or being defensive when we do meet a mean girl? Like, how do we just kumbaya it?
I guess. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard when I get that energy from somebody.
Yes, it is.
I try to, wherever I go,
especially
I try to bring,
you know,
good energy.
Yeah,
come have a good, genuine spirit about myself. Like, I don't ever try to come in a situation like, So I don't. That's like you said, once it's like, fuck you.
And I guess you can't really fix somebody else's insecurities.
Yeah.
No. So I guess that's, you know, it's a hard thing to do.
But I don't let people like attitude, like if you have a mean attitude, I'm still going, all right, girl, well, I hope you have a good day. Like, I'm not finna like just let you like change my whole energy.
Because that
means
they has control over
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so I'm gonna still be myself, but I'm just like, okay, I see what time you on, sis.
Right. And so I got to kind of get the same thing for the men. So I don't know if they're gonna talk about it or not, but do you feel like insecurity in men is why there's so much beef?
Oh,
and why they have beef and why they have trolling
ego.
And all that stuff.
A man's ego is the worst thing you can mess with.
A man's ego is something serious. Look at the damn Trojan horse.
Okay.
Fragile. Ego has torn down whole countries, started
wars
everything.
Off insecurity.
Off insecurity.
Because
you
got something I want, or something bigger,
exactly.
Something better.
Females
whatever.
Is male's biggest downfall.
Females. So that's a male's insecurity.
I don't think so.
I think so.
You think so?
I think so.
I think so.
I think men don't, whenever it comes to like competition, it's like a dog goes and pees on a tree, and then another dog come behind it. Like,
they're marking their territory.
Yeah, it's like marking their territory. And it's like, because, I mean, I always revert back to, like, T.I. T.I. was ready to fight a world champ.
Yeah.
Okay. Tiny.
Okay. Over Tiny.
And didn't care.
And didn't care.
At all. No,
you ain't no boxer.
Okay.
And he was ready.
That nigga swung. Like, I mean, I'd have been like, all right.
He was ready, Freddy. Like,
okay. I'm like, I'm going to shoot your ass. Yeah.
Okay, for real.
I ain't going to fight you, but I might shoot you.
So that's crazy. So I think so, too. I think the insecurities and they sensitive. One thing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Whether they admit it or not, they are.
Right. Okay. So this is another one last question I got it before we leave today. So me and Dee were kind of debating about this. So this is kind of going back to relationships, love, all that good stuff. So do you feel like when a woman or a man needs attention in a relationship, is that an insecurity on that person's part?
Ooh. God damn.
I'm kind of 50-50 with it.
Ooh. I don't think so.
I mean, because
it could just be I'm not having a great day. Mm-hmm. It could just be something simple as that, or like I'm not, you know, work is stressing me out, school, kids, whatever stressing mm-hmm. me out. And I just need a little bit of your time. It don't mean I'm saying insecure, I'm just human. So I don't, I definitely don't think it's an insecurity. Now, how you go about it may be an insecurity
right,
if you,
right.
you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, posting like, oh, this nigga ain't paying attention to me, let me post some thirst trap pics and get other niggas to comment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think how you go about it can definitely be insecurity. Okay, somebody gonna tell me something mm-hmm. and he gonna feel some type of way. So I think how you go about it can be insecurity.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, but I also feel if you don't pay attention to your mate, they gonna go find it somewhere else.
Mm, if you ain't gonna do it, somebody else will.
Hey, I mean, true, like she said, even though you could be just having a bad day, mm-hmm. unfortunately, I hate to say it because it's like us women, we react emotionally. So mm-hmm. it's like a lot of the times we don't never really take time to sit and think about what we do before we do it. Because mm-hmm. I used to. Like, you instantly get mad like you just said. Mm-hmm. You know, like, let's post some thirst trap. But then you got some people that's going to hit up Johnny, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying, or yeah. Justin, yeah. and be like, just in case this nigga tried.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and hit him over. Like,
that's scam likely in the phone.
Girl, okay.
Dead serious, though. But it's just like, whatever you want to do, you have to make sure you give your mate that attention that they need
mm-hmm.
because if you don't, like she
it's
said,
not an insecurity. I feel like it's a necessity.
But just like you said, if you post those thirst trap pictures, that's gonna lead into something else. Especially if you in an emotional state mm-hmm. right then and there, and whatever the underlying issue is right. not fixed, it's gonna cause. It's mm-hmm. just gonna open up a can of worms.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm definitely with you on that one because mm-hmm. me speaking as a woman who likes a lot of attention,
mm-hmm. me too.
I want, like, you know, I hear people say things like, oh, you know, I can go all day without my boyfriend calling me and texting me. Why?
I'm one.
No.
Why?
You are?
Yeah, really.
Like, it takes, you can send a text message while you're brushing your teeth.
Okay, at least say good morning. Like, at least give me that. Then I'm okay. I'm
no, here. I need okay, good morning, good afternoon, yeah. and good night.
It'd be a couple days since I would talk to my boyfriend. Like, we wouldn't talk for a couple days.
That's
okay,
but it was also
you call me, where you at?
It was also the tail end of where we were already broken up, but
okay.
mentally just not physically. So
gotcha.
No, but I need the attention,
yeah, I need you.
And mm-hmm. I think that like, and I let my attention that I need, I let that be known like up front.
From the beginning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like, you know, you got to call me. You mm-hmm. got to text me. Mm-hmm. You need to check on me. Mm-hmm. You need to ask me if I ate today. You need right. to ask me how work was.
Like, and it's sad because you shouldn't even have to tell a man or female that they should be doing those things.
Right.
That should be stuff that you
they already
do.
Exactly. Yeah. So
that's the thing.
If I'm asking you for attention, like, that's not an insecurity, nigga. Mm-hmm. You already knew
right.
what it was.
That's what a relationship is.
Right.
I feel like, I feel like the men are going to say something different because me and Dee kind of debated this. Already,
I'm sure.
I feel like I'm saying something, but I feel like I agree. Well, mm-hmm. Renee, you kind of independent, but I feel like attention is not an insecurity. It's a necessity. Like I said, like if I'm in a relationship, I was talking to Dee about this. It's like, if you're going to pursue me and you know that you don't have time or you too busy, why pursue me in the first place?
Thank you.
Like, why pursue me? If you know that you can't text me, you can't call me, you can't see me, I'm not going to have a relationship through text message. I'm not going to have a
relationship. As my homies say, you can't flirt if your pockets hurt because you know trying to date. I'm being real, though.
Yeah.
Like she
yeah.
said, if you know you have to do all these things, dates and stuff like mm-hmm. that, and you know you can't really afford it, you either need to improvise or you need to get yourself
right.
together first before
exactly.
you try to date.
I'm like, so why don't even do it. Don't even come this way. Don't waste my time.
I agree.
But I'm okay on that, though, because I'm busy, too.
Ain't nobody that busy.
So my thing is, I'm busy, too, but I make time.
Yeah, thank you.
You make time for what you want.
There you go.
Thank you.
And you put in the effort.
Yes.
Yeah. She like, yeah,
all right. Okay.
Like, I got shit to do.
Okay.
You're making it too easy on these niggas. Because at the end of the day,
I mean,
okay, you haven't heard from him in 3 days. He texting and calling somebody, whether it's his homeboy, whether it's his mama, his brother. sister. He in that same
baby
effort,
mama. He say he hate. No.
Thank you. That same effort he can apply to you. Like mm-hmm. it literally takes nothing. Even if you send me a text
3 seconds
message,
to send me a text.
If you can
message.
Post all day on social media, you can text me and
you
say,
can send
"Hey,
a text.
Hell, you can. You ain't even got to spell out the words. They abbreviate. And you can put mm-hmm. HRU. How are you? I mean, make it easy for you.
Right.
I mean, it literally takes nothing. Like even if you know you're gonna have a busy day and you text me in the morning, you're like, "Hey, babe, I want to. I have a busy day today. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to talk to you whenever I can.
Right. If I don't get a chance to talk to you later, mm-hmm. make sure you eat. Have a good day.
Versus being like, I ain't heard from you.
I'm gonna send you DoorDash.
I ain't heard from you in 36 hours. You better be dead, in jail, or at the hospital. That's the only three options I'm gonna give you leeway on.
I need it. Right. I need attention too.
I need it.
Yes.
I need that.
Well, this was a good episode, ladies. Yay. Thank you for coming on. So before we end, I want everybody, you give your names again and your social media and how everybody can find you. Miss Brittany.
Okay, this is B. Y'all can find me on Instagram at @whodat_breezy, B-R-E-E-Z-Y. And, of course, Heary Podcast on all social media platforms at Heary Podcast.
Okay.
And I'm Miss Allure, and you can find me at @Miss_Allure, and that's MIZZ_Allure, ALLURE. Or you can find me at Off the Chain Podcast _, and that's Off DACHANIE. IN Podcast _ on all social media platforms.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tana Taught You. That's TANNAH Taught You. And I'm going to go ahead and piggyback off of B with the, you can find us on Hear You Podcast, yes. @ Hear You Podcast on all social media platforms.
Yes. And I encourage y'all to listen to these ladies. They are lovely. I love all y'all. I'm glad I got to meet you. And again, this is your co-host, April Danielle, APRYLDANYELLE on everything. And then, of course, on Talking Greasy on all of our social media. And we are on YouTube, Google, Apple, and SoundCloud. And I thank y'all for tuning in today. And as always, it ain't easy. Talking greasy.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.